All right, welcome to today's lesson where we're going to talk about something that's so important to weight loss, yet it's overlooked all the time. But we need to address it if you're going to permanently change your weight, and that is how to deal with family and friends. Now, if you think about it, you've probably had the same eating routines for a while, and you've probably had these eating routines with some of these family and friends. So all of a sudden, when you change those up and you start making healthier decisions, it puts these people in kind of a strange situation. First of all, it's different, and that usually freaks people out a little bit. And the other thing is that when you start making healthier choices, other people will start to feel guilty about their choices. So we want to recognize this and become aware of it, because as you become aware of it, then you can deal with this before it becomes a problem. Because regularly when I'm working with people, at some point along their weight loss process, they'll start to report that family and friends that are close to them, they feel like are sabotaging their efforts. And this can happen consciously and unconsciously. You know, usually it's unconscious. People don't even realize they're doing it. But again, they're just so used to having their routines and the comfort of that routine that, you know, even when you're trying to eat well, they'll be suggesting things that aren't, you know, what you want to eat. And the other side is when they're doing it intentionally, when they're intentionally trying to sabotage you, you know, sometimes it's just because they feel threatened. You know, this can happen with couples where one starts losing weight and the other one feels, you know, oh, they're trying to get attractive because they don't want to be with me anymore. Or if they get attractive, they're not going to, you know, want to be with me anymore. So we need to deal with this. We got to address it. And it's different for each person. So, you know, you got to apply this to your own situation. But the main point is to recognize the impact of this new behavior on people around you, and to not just expect that everyone's just going to support you, because we need to look at it from their perspective. And so we need to have some empathy for what they're going through. And this is the part that may not seem fair, because you're putting all this work into changing your behaviors. But on top of that, if you're going to succeed, you need to do this. You need to reassure them that, you know, everything's going to be better with this new lifestyle. Okay. Now, one of the ways to do this, I will tell you, is, and this goes along with the previous lesson, is to not reinforce or to not make this about weight. It's not about weight loss. And so when you talk to them about this, don't let it mainly be about weight loss. Let it be about those bigger reasons. Okay. So instead of saying, oh, yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, let it be, you know, I want to lose some weight so that I can have more energy, so that I can spend more time, you know, playing with my kids, or I want to lose the weight so I feel better about myself so I can be more successful at work. As you begin describing it in these deeper reasons, you will find that people will become more supportive. Okay. Don't let it just be about weight, because I'm telling you, just for some, whatever reason, it doesn't matter. People get threatened by that generally. And so one way around that is begin thinking and describing this in deeper terms. And then you may find that people become more supportive. The next thing is to reassure people, you know, let them know, you know, we can still hang out and do things. We're still going to have fun. Remember, we talked about associations. So sometimes people's rituals, you know, maybe you used to go out and eat ice cream sundaes with someone, and all of a sudden you don't want to do that. So you kind of screw up that ritual. And so we want to keep the ritual, you know, or a different ritual, and keep the connection, the bonding time, but we just want to change the specifics of the routine. You understand? So, and ideally we'll make it even better, you know, maybe do something different that's even more connecting, where there's more bonding. But again, you want to approach this with some empathy, recognizing that all of a sudden you're kind of throwing a glitch into things. You're changing things up, and it's okay. You can deal with it, but you need to recognize this is a part and an aspect of things that you're going to have to think about. Okay, if you want people's true support, and you do, right? You want people supporting you and helping you out. So this is the way to think about it. You know, reassure them that, you know, I still, you know, if it's a couple situation, you have a partner, you know, I still love you, and this is going to help me love you even more, because it's going to help me have more energy and feel better about myself so I can express it, you know, better. I still feel the same about you. I just need to feel better about myself. Remember, it's not about weight. And if you begin describing it in terms that's not about weight, you will get much more support from everyone. Okay, so keep these things in mind. I mean, again, this is just one of those real subtle things that's so powerful. And then ultimately, the best part is this. If you begin describing in this new way and you get people on board with you actually supporting you, After a little while, you will find that you are influencing their behaviors, and they are going to become healthier as well. And that's one of the best things that you can do for yourself, is to begin helping other people around you and being a role model to them to help them feel better and to become healthier. So think about this today, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. I'll talk to you tomorrow.